Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
As promised, I managed to see 5 shows this past week, 2 on, 3 off Broadway. Well, let's start, as I did, at the always interesting and often originating Playwrights Horizons. This, after all, is the venue that gave us Stereophonic and A Strange Loop, both which went on to win Tonys on Broadway. The newest one likely won't do that, but it's still thought-provoking. In the Amazon Warehouse Parking Lot is written by Sarah Mantel. Yes, in this season of Theatrical Women, here comes another. And this one features 7 truly fine actresses of all different ages. Each gets at least a moment, and they all shine. Now, as for the play itself, well, it's a tad confusing and feels longer than its 90 minutes. Though what also stands out is the amazing set work, with a multitude of packages of all sizes coming and going down those chutes. There is a Nomadland feeling to this play, which deals with a disparate, ever-moving group of everyday folks trying to eke out a living. Is this also about Amazon or something similar in the not-so-distant future taking over our lives? Well, throughout the show, we do hear of possible plans to undermine the corporation with the potential resistance against a coming dystopia. There's also a climate change element here, seas are rising and so forth. But ultimately, I believe this challenging little piece is about trying to find those we have loved and maybe lost. Now, right up the street on 42nd is the Signature Theater Complex, which offers at least 3 stages and a nice bar. Now, this venue is all about the playwrights, one who they have featured prominently is Dominique Morisot. Her latest is called Bad Creole. I hope I pronounced that, K-R-E-Y-O-L. That's up now and wowing audiences, and well, it should. Here we have 5 terrific actors giving us a week or so in the life of 2 reunited cousins of Haitian descent. Morisot follows one American woman's trip to the island where she intends to work with non-governmental organizations, NGOs, and reconnect with her cousin following a family death. Directed by Tiffany Nicole Green, this co-production with Manhattan Theater Club beautifully details diasporic identity as well as personal, familial, and national duty. There is lovely humor, material to ponder, and likely tears at the end. Now, next up for me was Vladimir, written by Erica Scheffer. Yep, another feminine voice. This run is coming to an end at City Center, but I'm keeping an eye on possible extensions elsewhere. It's a powerful 2-act piece about life in Russia over the last 2 decades or so. 7 terrific actors, including one of my favorites, Norbert Leo Butz, take us through this scary and, yes, resonant show. Daniel Sullivan is the director, and he holds an admirably tight grip over the action. And then there was the big one of my week. Sunset Boulevard. Now, this is Andrew Lloyd Webber's take on the famous Billy Wilder film. Years ago, I saw it with Glenn Close. You may have seen it as well. But this version, directed by the acclaimed and imaginative Jamie Lloyd, is very different. Is it better? Well, some will think yes, many think not. Nicole Scherzinger, who won the Top Actress Award in London and may here as well. Oh, wait, I forgot, Audra McDonald opens in Gypsy up the street shortly. Anyway, Scherzinger is Norma Desmond. A bit over the top for my taste. This production tries to have it both ways. It's half stage, half film. You are sort of watching both at the same time. It's hard to explain, but it's clever in ways and thrilling in others, I must say, and judging from my audience, crowd-pleasing. What I most want to mention is that the second lead, that of the William Holden role in the movie who relates the story after his death, this was an understudy in my show. Oh, damn, I thought, at first knowing that the original had also won an award in London. But I want to publicly shout out the name, Diego Andres Rodriguez, who played Joe Gillis in my performance, because he was charismatic, he was sexy, and sang beautifully. I truly can't imagine anyone doing it better. You know, these understudies, they have tough jobs. Not only must they be ready when called, but then they're expected to satisfy a possibly disappointed audience. Sunset Boulevard is done black and white style, in costumes and everything else. I don't believe there's one color in it. Obviously, that's to honor the original movie. This one may not be for everyone, but I'd say the production is ready for a close-up. Now, as for theater news, yet another screen-to-stage adaptation is happening, and another premiering overseas, just like Eureka Day and A Face in the Crowd. Well, the latest, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Now, that's a folk rock musical adaptation of the F. Scott Fitzgerald short story, playing at the Ambassador's Theater in London. The story might be most familiar from David Fincher's film of the same name, which starred a backward aging Brad Pitt. We'll keep an eye on that one. My guess is it's hoping to come over this way. But bigger news, just out, Brooklyn Academy of Music, next spring, 2025, will present an Olivier Award-winning revival of A Streetcar Named Desire, starring Paul Mescal, the Irish actor, in the role made famous, of course, by Marlon Brando. Now, the production is the high point of the next season at BAM, which, like many nonprofit organizations, have been struggling since COVID. Well, this will help. As you know, Streetcar, one of Tennessee Williams' award-winning plays, imagines a down-on-her-luck Southern woman's disruptive visit to the New Orleans home of her sister, Stella, and her brother-in-law. It was first staged on Broadway in 1947, and this latest revival began at London's Almedo Theater in 2022. Then it transferred to the West End. And now it's coming, so stay tuned. Finally, one more book to stage bit of news. Last week, I discussed the two Great Gatsbys, one on, one coming to Broadway. The latter, by the way, is moving to London soon. That's going backwards. Well, make that three of the aforementioned classic to be on a New York stage. Yep, Gats is back, G-A-T-Z. The public theater seems to think the time is right for this one. It's produced by the Elevator Repair Service Company. It runs multiple hours. You have time for multiple meals. And not a word, not a comma is omitted. I saw it there some 20 years ago, I believe, and I'm going back next week. So wish me luck, and assuming I'm still standing and not too hungry, I'll see you here next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.